to help themselves financially, but also just make sure they leave something for their kids. And they made the right choice hiring a proper management company that's local that will take care of their home for them and just oversee the whole process for them. So thank you.
Thank you.
Who monitors that decimal freedom?
So it's a whole team of people. It's actually software 24/7. Yeah. So it's every home. We have a lot of technology that goes in the home. Our first technology is our proprietary locks that actually gives the guests a unique code, just like a hotel would. Then we have a decibel monitor. We have a Wi-Fi monitor that determines how many people are actually staying at the house. So, like for this house, you know, if it's max sleep 8 people, and we know that there are 25 devices at the house that are logged onto our Wi-Fi, we're going to send our local team out. And then, like I said, if there's any sort of noise complaints or, you know, say the next-door neighbor calls and says, hey, your guests are up at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning partying, we actually send our local team. We don't just do a phone call and say, hey, keep it down. We actually send our people there. So all of our homes are within about a 10-minute drive from our property caretakers, and that's to ensure that every single home could be accessed to in case of any sort of emergency.
How many properties do you manage?
nationally or here in Branson?
Here
in Branson, we are at about 57 properties that are live right now. We are on track to have close to about 150 properties by the end of the year. How we work, though, because a lot of people say, you know, how do you do the staffing? Every 20 properties we get, we hire another property caretaker. Okay, so every time we get 20 properties, we get someone else to come in and take care of 20 more properties. That way, that individual could literally be at their house within 10, 15 minutes if there's a need be.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have anybody else to speak for this? Yes.
My name is Michelle Torres, and I have the house located at 180 Thomas Trail, which is the original vacation rental in Long Beach. We got the license 2018. That lady had had it since 2008 or something like that. And I had noticed in driving by that that property was being fixed up, as are the others that look like they're becoming nightly rentals down there in Long Beach. They're fixing them up so guests aren't really driving through going, it's a nice house, but we're a little bit afraid driving there, because it has, some of it there at Long Beach has been going down. So I think that I just wanted to support it, as it's a neighbor to me, and I might have some overflow that I need to send their way. So.
And we didn't know her. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay, do we have anybody signed up to speak against this project? Nobody against it. Okay. Do we have a motion from the board for or against this conditional use permit?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
I have a motion from George to approve. Do we have a second?
Second
from Tom. All those in favor, raise your right hand. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Looks like we're good.
Hey, Presley will start working with you on those conditions, the fire department, and the representative's information, and your posting.
I have a question. As far as the boundary between us, like I said, the neighbor, we're just going to let him make that decision. Can we do any kind of fence or shrubberies?
The buffers at the discretion of the Planning Commission, so that question's directed to you guys. If you want to discuss it and let her know.
Is there any buffer that you would approve or not approve? because I thought I would just let the neighbor make that decision and we'll pay for it.
Can you zoom into the property a little closer there?
You want me to go to the pictometry where we can kind of look?
Looks like that property.
Yeah.
Right on the house.
Well, those float.
He was saying he wanted to get his lawnmower in and out of his building, and we said, well, whatever you decide, if they're okay with it, we'll do it because it doesn't matter to us.
I mean, you know where the property line is?
It's really hard to tell. We can pretty much eyeball it, so that's why I'm going to let the neighbor do it to make him happy.
Well, it can be surveyed, but it's laid out a little bit different
from
other subdivisions.
It's been there a while. This house is actually a 50s. It was built in the 50s. But it's been remodeled. I wouldn't rely too much on those property lines they've shown on there.
Oh, no, these can be off 50 feet. They'll float. So there is that walkway in that one photo that I showed that goes down, so that's your access to the back of your house, correct?
Right.
And then he has a garage here. Of course, you don't want to block the sight line on Kathy.
Right. We were thinking from this tree, which is about the end of his house, coming out and just a little bit before this building and putting some kind of block. That way he can get around here if he wants, or, you know, we won't stop him from getting to his stuff. But kind of like right along here.
You thinking like a solid fence? Like a six
either
foot
a six-foot fence, or they have those trees, you know, that they use for the...
Arborvites, they're called. Arborvites,
yes.
And they'll grow into
yes.
A...
I mean, I thought I would give that choice if y'all don't care.
We just need you to have a buffer there. And if you make a buffer there that makes your neighbor happy, he's not going to complain and we'll be tickled to death.
Okay. All right.
Could I ask a question on that? The buffer, I guess I'm looking at for the definition of a buffer. I mean, as far as a bush or a fence, can it be like a little short picket fence? Because I've had some people tell me this was just to make sure your guests didn't go over on their property.
Or is it for sound? What is the buffer for?
Well, I think another concern is possibly noise and a little more privacy for your neighbors to be a little more comfortable.
So. What was that tree?
Arborvites.
Okay. Are we good?
Thank you.
We
appreciate it.
This one has withdrawn just as of today, and I should have had you mention it, but we meant to apologize if there's a whole group of people here waiting to hear that one, which you might announce.
We need to announce it now,
gone.
Don't we?
Yeah. And
okay.
That God failed to let you know. We just found out.
Yeah.
What, today? Today.
We do have a project listed here, and we apologize for, they just found out today that this one was withdrawn. It's project 21-024, conditional use permit, Roger Swinby for CME Properties, LLC. So if anybody's here to speak for or against that, that has been withdrawn.
Blackwell Ferry. 392 Blackwell Ferry Road, Kirbyville.
We have anybody here that was here for that project? I guess we're good, Scott.
And they withdrew.
Okay.
Perhaps that would have been easy.
I'm afraid we had a whole bunch of people for that one.
Okay, our next project is 21-022. Conditional use permit, Jason Hyde and Denise Trawick. Did I pronounce that correct?
Trawick.
Trawick, sorry.
So they're seeking planning commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing five-bedroom single-family home located at 3405 U.S. Highway 160, Walnut Shade. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, the property is 10 acres in size and currently has a single-family home built in 2002 and a garage located on the property. The property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater and White River Electric for power. Okay, yeah, if you want to pass those out to him. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go on through the file. Thanks. So Walnut Shade, 65 highways to the right of your screen. Of course, here's the cross property to get you oriented. 160 continues west to where it meets 248. This is a subject property. Everybody have a feeling where we are? Again, the cross is here. And then 160 comes across to 248 junctions here. Got the parcel highlighted.
Where is the 248 junction?
Right down here. It's about halfway between 65 and the 248 junction.
Oh,
yeah, okay. It's right here.
Where did you say Whitetail?
I got
was?
You now.
Well, Whitetail.
Right there.
Whitetail's yeah, here.
Just past Whitetail.
Yeah. And there's a picture from 160. Again, with a five-bedroom home, the occupancy would be limited to 12. Thus, they'd need parking for six. There's ample parking with this building and all the paved area and the three-car garage. And that's what's on the decision of record. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Hello, my name is Denise Trawick. This is my partner, Jason Hyde, and we're here for a conditional use. And if you'll go back to that other picture, what we're proposing to do for the vacation rental, there is a retaining wall, and I've got some closer-up pictures that you can see, like right here. So there is a retaining wall that starts on the round garage about right in this area right here. And what we're proposing to do, there's roughly about 600 feet, I think it's 590-something feet, from the end of the retaining wall to Highway 160. And what we would like to do is to put a sign. It's a big 15 by 18 yellow sign. I've actually got one with me to show you. It basically says no trespassing past this point. And what we're not wanting our guests to do is to get into this side road right here that goes to our neighbors that are over here, that goes to their back building over here. So what I wanted to do is to put a sign every 50 feet from Highway 160 to that retaining wall. So, and I've got the sign right here. I had one done, you can see. And it's going to go on a big steel post in concrete. So we've got several vacation rentals around the Branson area. I think we're around nine now, I believe. And I do the own property management for all of these, and so I am very hands-on with any problems, any concerns. I will be on this.
Could you step just a little closer to the mic, please?
I bumped it, too. Is that better?
That's better.
I'm kind of short, too. So. But the only concern that I had was putting a buffer to where we're not disturbing the neighbors. So the neighbors on the other side, I don't even know how far they are, but they're way up the road. So there's not any concern there. But there is someone with a dirt road going to, not their home, but to, it just looks like just a garage. So, but they do have a side dirt road going to that garage. And so I would want to keep the guests off of their property. So that was the reason for the sign. And I think I've got some pictures in the book, too, that show you how far away the neighbors are, a good distance away.
Okay.
And this is a 5-bedroom. We don't stack people upon people. We just don't do that because it destroys our property. So this will be a max. It's a 5-bedroom, and it will be a max